Taking a look first at your news for the hour. When the North Branch School District students return to classes in the fall, several new faces will be greeting them. The Board of Education hired three new administrators. Shaw Brewer was selected to be the district's principal at Ruth Fox Middle School. He'll replace Dane Tirods, who will be transitioning to a teaching position. Kevin Wenzel was hired as the new assistant principal for the district's high school and will be replacing Brooke Martin, who is moving out of the district. Also, Alyssa Welling was hired as the director of special education services and will be replacing Lori Wierbecki, who is retiring. However, Wierbecki will stay on until the end of the month in order to help with Welling's training and transition. And in other news for today, the Tuscola Election Commission has determined that the proposed recall petitions for two Columbia Township officials has officially failed. The proposed recall of Township Treasurer Christina Parmenter and the proposed recall for Township Trustee Christopher Kruger each has failed. County Clerk Jody Fetting explained that the commission is charged with determining whether each reason stated in the petition is based upon conduct occurring during the official's current term of office, and whether each reason is factual and of sufficient clarity to enable the officer whose recall is being sought and the electors to identify the course of conduct that is the basis for the recall. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. As a mom, I want my kids to have full bellies, big dreams, and all the energy in the world to chase them. But right now, millions of kids in America are living with hunger. No Kid Hungry works every day in schools, in communities, and during the summertime to make sure kids have healthy meals all year round. So let's do this. Let's give all the kids the chance to grow up healthy and strong.
Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Lake Township Board of Trustees will be meeting at 5 p.m. on Thursday, June the 18th. According to the preliminary agenda, tomorrow the board will be reviewing the issues of road work and the Zoning Board of Appeals application checklist. During the meeting, the minutes will be reviewed and the building inspector is expected to provide a report. To join the meeting via computer, you can get an application to join the meeting by going to meet.goto.com/install and downloading the app there. And in other news for today, Michigan lawmakers are renewing their scrutiny of the state's food assistance program after reports that more than $4 million in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Programs, or SNAP, were issued to the recipients using out-of-state addresses since 2024. The issue comes as investigators have highlighted a significant increase in suspected SNAP fraud between 2023 and 2024. In response, Republican legislators are proposing new residency verification requirements for beneficiaries who use their benefits outside of Michigan for extended periods. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has not publicly commented on the allegations, despite multiple requests from media outlets. Supporters of the proposed legislation say the changes are intended to strengthen oversight and protect taxpayer dollars. While the debate is expected to continue as lawmakers review potential reforms to the state's benefit verification process. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Wednesday, June the 17th of 2026. Harold Roy Engelhart, age 92, of Sebring, passed away on June the 16th of 2026. Funeral services for Harold Roy Engelhart will be on Tuesday, June 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Sebring. Harold's family will be present to receive visitors on Monday, June 22nd as well at the Ransford Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then again at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church or to the Region 3 FFA, care of USA Community Schools. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net,